Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I hope everyone had a safe and happy holiday. I hope you were able to take a little bit of time off to yourself, even if it was just a couple hours, because I know not everyone can take time off of work right now. And I know it's been a really, really tough couple, probably I would say a year. It's been a really tough year, but we are starting fresh. It is 2021, and hopefully things are looking up for you. I think they're looking up for everyone, I can say. If you're anything like me, you spent a lot of your time off, or late nights, as I consider that my free time, watching TV. There's a lot of great stuff on right now, and a lot of great stuff coming this month and next month, so we will get into that. But I want to give a little shout out that we have our winter TV preview hitting stands tomorrow. Pick up Us Weekly on Wednesday on newsstands. You can also check out usmagazine.com tomorrow morning. We will have our full winter preview going up, so it highlights some of the shows I'm really excited about, returning shows and new shows coming to TV this winter. There is some extremely good shows coming, guys. I'm very, very excited. So one of the new shows that is coming that actually just premiered is called Call Me Kat, and it airs on Fox. It is starring Mayim Bialik, who you guys probably know from her time on just a little show called The Big Bang Theory. She joins this week's podcast to kind of break it all down, talk about what we can expect, talk about her awesome career as such an incredible actress, but also just an incredible and badass woman. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Mayim. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Call Me Kat is such a fun show. It's such a breath of fresh air in the world we live in right now.
We're providing fun and light. We're not trying to change the world or alter the world of television. We're trying to do a fun, light sitcom that also has some heart.
Mm-hmm, definitely. How have you been holding up through all of this? I know you're on a show that films in LA, so I feel like it's got to be a little tough.
It's a little tough. I'm not going to lie. The fact that we produced a show this year is really its own beautiful miracle. Mm-hmm. The restrictions on, you know, our movement, our behavior, our rehearsal, our recording, I mean, we don't have a live audience, and we are a show that is supposed to be in front of a live audience. We can't even have writers on stage. So it's, you know, it's very hard. It's a hard way to make a television show. And also, we're so grateful, you know, the cast, the reason we love each other so much is because we've all been in our houses for like a year, and we're so excited just to like interact with other people. I think we'd like each other even if we didn't, but we happen to like each other. And we have a staff and a crew of about 200 people that get to work when we work. And so we're grateful to be supporting our unions and to be able to have everybody have work, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely intense. And, you know, we were delayed a week going back because of what it's like in LA. And it's scary. You know, our lives have changed because we keep each other safe. And we get tested at least every day, sometimes twice a day. And it's a lot up the nose, as it were, with testing. But, you know, it's changed my ex-husband's life, right? We all have to make adjustments to not go in places so that we can for sure believe in science and keep this ship going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it must be interesting for you because you have so much knowledge in that backside as well to kind of be like, I know how this works. Like, I get it. We got to take this seriously.
I mean, look, I try and avoid politics when it comes to these things, because to me, it's very, very simple. Don't sneeze on people and wear a mask. Science is a real thing. And this is a very, very novel virus. This is a virus that is very, very smart and insidious. And it wants to pass itself along without you knowing that you're doing it. And that happens. And, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and the finest hospital here is full up. There's bodies in the gift shop. Like, no joke. No joke. This thing is not going away. The numbers are not being inflated. It's a real thing. And we do all have to do our part. That's just true.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very scary right now, but I am definitely thankful to have a job. I'm thankful that, you know, that you and your
yes.
crew has a job. I mean, technically, if you didn't, I wouldn't. So but it's just so
it's
interesting.
All a machine. Yes.
It's so interesting because so many actors that I talk to right now, especially, are saying like, you know, we feel a responsibility also for the crew and the makeup and everybody else, because it affects one thing. It's a domino effect. We know that.
Yeah. So. And you know, actors especially, we cannot wear masks when we perform. So we are unmasked, which means we are vulnerable. And also we make others vulnerable. So
yeah,
it really has changed decisions we make. And, you know, a lot of friends of mine are doing like, oh, let's do a safe distance hang. And it's like, no, I don't have that ability to potentially expose so many people, you know, anyway. So, yeah.
Totally. All right. So I want to dive into what it was about this show, besides your love of cats, that that attracted you to it. You have three cats, right? I want to make sure I have that right.
Yes. Yeah. I lost one during the quarantine, which was sad. No, Jim Parsons brought me this project. And, you know, to be honest, when Jim brought it to me, I thought he was just asking my opinion because we were friends and we have a lot of similar tastes. So I was like, he's like, you know, it's the Miranda show from the BBC and we're adapting it. And I was like, that sounds great. I totally think that's a great idea. He was like, no, Mayim, I'm telling you about this because I want you to play her. So I was totally shocked that Jim Parsons wanted to still work with me. I think I'm very annoying, but he apparently thinks I'm not as annoying as I think I am because he wanted to work with me. So that was really, honestly, like the trust that he put in me to work on this made me really feel, and it was not easy, meaning a lot of people were like, no, I don't think you guys should do this. And this doesn't say, and then we had a four network bidding war just based on this pitch by Darlene Hunt, who is adapting the show and is our showrunner. You know, I love the opportunity to play a real woman. I love the opportunity to not be told, like, can you lose 20 pounds and just be like a better, skinnier version of yourself? Like, I like just being myself. I don't wear Spanx. I've never had plastic surgery. I don't dye my grays. Like, this is a show about a woman who I hope other women and men will look at and say like, oh, there's women like that. And they can be funny and they can be quirky. And also to play a woman who's like occasionally vulgar and socially anxious and like awkward and clumsy and like fun. That's super fun.
It's so really a human cool. being,
a human being and like a multifaceted woman, you know, which we know exist. We know they exist. But it's true. We don't usually see them on TV like this, or they're like the wacky friend or something like that. But this is like, this is your lady. My mom's like, why aren't you wearing more makeup? Just cause mom, we don't want the character to wear a lot of makeup. That's why.
I love that so much. How much, obviously, you have a lot of input into this character as well. Were there back and forths that you, there were conversations like that? Should we have her dressed this way? Should we have, you know, where that was that?
Yeah, I mean, Darlene, who's our showrunner, you know, she's a very, very quirky, awesome, funny woman. And so the character's a lot of her and it's a lot of me. But yeah, there were a lot of ridiculous conversations with executives, like, should she wear cardigans? Cardigans look a little old lady-ish. And I'm like, I wear a cardigan. No, they look too old lady-ish on TV. Okay, so we will not wear cardigans. Like conversations like that. But I think it matters. Like it matters to say, like when we did tests, they were like, oh, your hair looks too done. Like just like use your natural curl, shake it out. And I was like, okay, easier for me. And we did go over like, do I wear, you know, like eyeliner like I like to? Do we do a false lash? Like conversations like that. And we keep her beauty really, really simple because it's okay to look like yourself. You know, it's okay to not always have lash extensions on, at least in my world. So
I love that you're saying, at least in my world, when you're an A-list actor who a
I'm
lot
not,
of people
I'm
in that world.
I'm not an A-list actor. I'm a glorified sitcom actress, but no, in my regular life, like, yeah, I don't wear makeup. And I have grays and like, I sometimes don't wear a bra because it doesn't feel good. I wear a fitted tank, you know, like I'm a lady who's like a lot of ladies.
Something that is so interesting to me is that I feel like you with Big Bang, you kind of were able to not glorify, but make it show that people who are nerds or that word gets thrown around, you know, have been mocked that way are one thing they're out there, they're real people and that they're cool. Like a lot of them are out there and they're really cool. And I feel like now you're doing that with
single women who have cats and like it. Is that something you, I mean, is that something you're drawn to, kind of like, all right, these things are normal things. Like, is that a kind
of... No, as an actor, I know you think I'm A-list, but as a non-A-list actor, I often, you know, get cast in things, which is the next job that I have. Meaning, you know, with Big Bang Theory, I auditioned for it with a bunch of other really talented actresses. This wasn't like, what job does Maya Bialik want? Because she was on Blossom when she was young, you know? So it is a lot of kind of blooming where you're planted. And look, being a, quote, non-traditional looking woman in the industry means that, yeah, there are a lot of parts that get written that really do fit kind of an archetype. But the thing that I loved about Big Bang Theory, and I think it was part of the appeal, these characters, they weren't really gendered in terms of like, this is what women can be like. We showed characters that happened to be male, happened to be female, who all embraced who they were. They weren't necessarily 100% happy with who they were, but no one was medicating them and trying to change them. Sure, people were unhappy with the way Sheldon did this, or the way Amy did that, or the way Howard did this. But this was a show about people who are being themselves and still have fulfilling lives. They had partners, they had families, they had friends, they had jobs that they liked. That's kind of the sort of person that I like to see on television. So I think with Call Me Cat, again, I don't really see it as like a gendered thing. I see it as like, you cannot have everything that other people think you should have and still have a fulfilling life. Mm-hmm. And that's true for men, it's true for women. But I think even more so in our culture, we have this image of what women should look like, literally, figuratively. So I do think it's extra powerful to show that in a woman.
Yeah, definitely. Do your kids know what you do? Are they aware of your job and understand that you are a non-A-list actor?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they're the first to remind me I'm not A-list. They know what I do, but, you know, also, you know, they interact with me so much just as their mom. And, you know, I've never had help raising them. It's just me and my ex-husband. So they've always been with me. Like, they've always worked around my schedule and my ex-husband, I'm so grateful to him that like when I work, he has them. And when I don't, they're with me. So they know. And it was actually my ex-husband that watched the show with them. I don't watch myself, and I really didn't want to like hear them be like, you look weird. Why is your hair like, I didn't want to deal with it. But my ex-husband was like, it's important for them to see like what you're away for, you know, because even at 12 and 15, like, especially my younger one, like they know when I'm not around, they know like, oh, we don't get to be with mama on Sunday cause she has to work, even though that's the day that we normally, you know, I normally have them Friday to Monday. So, they watch. My ex-husband said, they're definitely not your target demographic, but they laugh.
They laugh. That's all that matters.
So yeah, they know what I do. They know, I mean, they've had other friends of theirs kind of tell them more about me, I think, than I do. They never watch Big Bang Theory. We're not really like a TV watching family. You know, they watch like whatever they watch, like Avatar and, you know, things like that. But so yeah, they get it. It's weird. I get recognized, but for a year, they really haven't dealt with me being recognized because we don't go anywhere. So that could be a nice break for them, I guess.
You're like, we don't even go to the grocery store. So we don't
want to be recognized anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel like not many actors can say that they've been, you know, been part of a show that's been such a big part of the zeitgeist where you have been part of too. And obviously, you know, hold a PhD, no big deal. What, when you try to, you know, take on a new project, does that make you cautious at all? Like, you've already had two such huge successes that it is tough to take on something new?
It is. I mean, part of me feels like, you know, I live my life really in a perpetual state of like shock and gratitude that like, this is my life and that I've had this opportunity and that my grandparents were immigrants to this country. And like, you know, my family story is really like a lot of people's. It's a story of survival and, you know, and understanding the immigrant experience. So for me, like everything is unbelievable to me that I get to experience. That being said, yeah, I was terrified to do anything after Big Bang Theory. And I still am. And the fact that I get to like hold Jim Parsons' hand, albeit through the internet, the fact that I get to hold his hand through this is really what, you know, that's my comfort zone. I'm not a confident person. And the fact that I could go into this with Jim and know that I had his company behind me and my company behind me, and that we had a friendship and a business partnership that was going to get through, you know, all the negotiations and all the things that you have to decide, and should she wear a cardigan or not. That made it really appealing to me. You know, I'm a creature of habit, and I had a job for 9 years. That's a long time in any field to have a job. So going out into the world is scary. And that's why I'm so grateful I get to do it with Jim.
Yeah, definitely. Has there ever been a conversation about him popping up on the show in some way?
I mean, I would not say no to that, but he's his own man. You know, he's above me in billing, so he really does get to decide.
He calls the shots on there in that part.
I was like, he should be like the mailman. He could be like just like a walk-on, like whatever he wants. But
he's just in the background at the cafe.
I wasn't like cleaning up, you know, like cat litter. Like, he can do anything he wants.
I love that so much. Well, I usually like to wrap up by asking what TV you like to watch. I know you said your family's not a big TV watcher. Is there anything like even binging or anything?
Okay. So, no, I watch documentaries. Like, I watch the Leah Remini Scientology. I couldn't even stop watching. I exist on documentaries. Like, my octopus teacher blew the quarantine year wide open. I showed my kids. First, I watched it, and then I showed my kids, and they were like, this is not happening. So we love documentaries. As for me, the only show that I reliably watch is Last Kingdom, which is a very, very, like, people don't know this about me. I'm a huge, like, Lord of the Rings, like, kind of Viking, like, history. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's a show about the Saxons and the Druids and the Vikings. And that's the only thing that I watch that's a serial show, The Last Kingdom.
I really love that. Mayim, thank you so much for joining today. I really appreciate it. Everyone can watch Call Me Cat on Thursdays at 9 o'clock on Fox. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay safe. Take care.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As always, guys, I want to wrap up with a few shout outs. There's so much good TV this week, so this is going to be a little bit of a longer ending, but starting with our Woman of the Week. Now, there were a lot this week, I will say. Yes, I watched The Bachelor premiere, and yes, I love so many of the women, especially Abigail. For more on that, I want to give a quick plug to the Here for the Right Reasons podcast hosted by my colleague Sarah here, and make sure to check that out for all things Bachelor, because I know you guys have been asking me about it, and while I watch, Sarah is the expert, so check that out. My Woman of the Week goes to Joanna Gaines, because I adore her. Obviously, we got to know her and love her during her Fixer Upper days, which is no longer on, but I still watch the reruns. They're all on Hulu. She's back on TV. She has a new cooking show, and Discovery Plus just launched, which features so many of my favorite home reno shows, and she's bringing back Fixer Upper with, of course, her husband Chip Gaines and their adorable family. So I've been watching the little long sneak peek that's been airing this week, and it is so exciting that she's coming back, and I can't wait to see what she has in store for us, especially for someone like me who has recently moved into my own place and now needs all the decorating advice and all the cooking advice I can get. So feel free to send me that on social media if you'd like. For our woman to watch, I have to give a shout out to Chrissy Metz on This Is Us. Now, the new episode airs tonight, Tuesday night on NBC. After the episode, you can head over to usmagazine.com and watch my interview with Chrissy about the episode. I don't want to give anything away because it's a very emotional one. And of course, it involves the bombshell that was revealed at the end of the mid-season finale, in which that she, that when she was young, she was pregnant. So a lot of Kate's storyline will kind of be explained, but Chrissy does such an incredible job tackling this. Obviously, there have been so many emotional storylines on this show, but she really taps into this in a heartbreaking but beautiful way. So shout out to Chrissy Metz. Lastly, but definitely not least, is What to Watch. I know I usually pick one, but this week I'm going to just run down some great things that are coming back or premiering this week. First of all, I have to shout out my One Chicago shows come back on Wednesday night. Of course, I am very excited. We have some exclusive interviews going on Us Magazine with the producers of Chicago Fire and Chicago Med. So you can definitely stay tuned for those if you are looking for some scoop. Tomorrow night on Wednesday, there is also a Married at First Sight kickoff special that yours truly flew to LA to be a part of. And I really, really loved it. It airs on Lifetime Wednesday night. We take an inside look at the upcoming season 12 of Married at First Sight. It is wild, you guys. Let me tell you about Married at First Sight. I think it is such an underrated show. I think that people don't realize how addicting it is. I honestly wasn't really familiar with it in the first couple seasons. I watched one episode and I was hooked. So that is just my little teaser. Trust me, the things that are revealed in this kickoff special will definitely make you want to watch the show. The panel is incredible. The producers are incredible. Kinetic Content. Paria is one of the producers there who absolutely kills it with these shows. So definitely check that out on Lifetime. Thursday night, Coyote premieres on CBS All Access, Mr. Mayor on NBC, and Dickinson on Apple. Also Thursday night, SVU comes back. I have an interview going up with Warren Leight on usmagazine.com, so make sure to check that out. Friday, MacGyver and Blue Bloods are back on CBS. You know that's where I'm going to be on Friday night. And Sunday, one of the documentaries that I am very, very excited about this year, because there are a lot of good ones coming, is the Tiger Woods documentary just titled Tiger. It's two parts airing on HBO. The first part starts on Sunday night. Also Sunday night, American Gods returns. That show is a whirlwind. I absolutely love it. I'm sure you do too. I know that was a lot of TV, guys. So I know there's a lot on. I know there's a lot going on in the world. If you are watching something that you're loving, or if you're watching something that you're hating, let me know on social media. I want to hear about it. I love to talk to you guys about TV at Emily Longaretta on all social media platforms. Also, we would really, really appreciate it if you would give the podcast some love on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Leave us a comment. I love reading your feedback, no matter what it is. Be honest with me. I can take it. Thank you guys so much for listening and taking a little bit of time out of your day. I hope everyone stays safe and stays inside.